Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for this version of Raising Your Spirits, Tony Ginnis.
Welcome to another edition of Tuning In with Tony, and today we're going to be talking about the recent eclipse that has happened upon our planet and give you some deeper meanings about why and how these are all affecting us in so many ways. It's not just light that's been covered by the moon for a short time. This episode is being brought to you by Higher Self, where we look at various things about all kinds of aspects of how to lighten our energy, whether it's readings or working with crystals or feng shuiing your home. In all of it, it has something to do with letting something go. It's all about raising your spirits that way. So today's color, if you haven't already noticed, is white. We have chosen this particular color because it is all about what's happening on what happened on the eclipse. So if you have a white crystal, howlite is a good one. Howlite is good for sleeping. It's a calming stone. Clear crystal is good. Diamonds are good. If you have a diamond ring, a diamond necklace, diamond bracelet, anything that way is also very good. Azestalite is also a good one for moving things through. And the theme today is all about letting go of perceived insecurities, letting go of whatever it is that is getting in the way of making you shine. I just can't describe it any better than that. That's kind of a good way to say that. It's all about forgiving something, reducing that weight, reducing that that heaviness, and moving on. It is all about moving on, and the eclipse is really going to show that. Hopefully, by the time we get to the end of this show, it'll really impress upon you why the energies wanted you to be here on at this time to witness this event. This is not like any other eclipse, and we're going to get into that. On April 8th, 2024, those that will be watching this at a future time, the Earth went through an eclipse. The closest one that we had was in 1925, 99 years ago. And that 99 is very important because in numerology, it has something to do with completion, something to do with the end. If the end of this chapter is done, we're moving on to something else. And it is all about that completion part of it. And there's been many eclipses in that moment, but of all the people that were at the eclipse, it was a really interesting spectacle to see. I mean, the sun energy alone is a yang energy, is what the Chinese call it. It's a very forward motion, forceful, warm, hot. It runs to the element of fire. It's part of your solar plexus. And it is all about light. It's all about bringing this light to us. The moon, however, is more intuitive. It's in cycles. It's more of a feminine, not a masculine. It's more of a yin energy. It's more of a one that understands and it goes through its systems. And when you look at the size of the moon compared to the size of the sun, it's interesting that they look the same size, don't they? However, the Earth is about 400 times larger than the moon. In the distance, it's 400 times more from the sun than it is to the moon. So in that ratio, it looks like it's the same, but it's vastly different. It's just that the moon is so much closer and the sun is so much further away that it has that perspective that it's the same. And that's where it is really what this eclipse is about, is having your masculine and feminine equal, no matter how big they are. Right? The sun has toned down and the moon has, because of its closeness, it looks larger than it is. And when we look at that, it's cast its shadow on the Earth. When you look at what the moon has actually done, it's gone in front of the sun in that instance, and in a laser beam format, in that triangle, it created a 180-mile dot that moved across the earth, moved across North America in various cities. And this was all predicted. They knew exactly where the path was. And people went from far and wide to try and get on that path to see what it's like to have total darkness in the middle of the day. It is the shadow of what the moon creates. It is our state of grace. It's our way of resting. Your spirit looks at it, it's a reflection of when you have a chance to, middle of the day, all of a sudden you've got this closing. What does that do? It's a reflection on your life as to what you've done up until this point. It is that inner darkness that we have for that brief moment of just a couple of minutes. And it is your truth. And even as brief as it is, if you look at our customs like for the military, for the veterans, whenever there's Remembrance Day or there's some other ceremony or tribute for the veterans, there's always this moment of silence that you hear. We have to have a minute of silence. So there's no talking, there's no noise for that minute so that you could reflect of what the veterans did for you. And they risked their life so our lives could have more freedom and we can enjoy the liberties that we do. And so there's that moment of silence. And the way Spirit looks at it, they say it's very similar. When that darkness, that dot, was traveling across our planet, it was that moment of grace. It is that moment of silence that we all get to just not have any noise, because so many, when the darkness came, they didn't believe it. And some people were cheering. However, a lot of them, the majority of them, were just in awe that, wow, it's pitch dark. There's actually no light whatsoever. And a minute or two later, some cities, I think, they went through about 4 or 5 minutes of that darkness and until it moved on. But the ones that that saw that, they were in that grace that there was no sound. There was no really anything that they were. So it's just like the veterans in the sense that they fought for our freedom and we wanted to tribute that. And it is our way of giving that moment of reflection or that darkness where there's no sound to see what it is that we're trying to preserve. You know, there's never seems to be enough people in line to try to curb or try to make light of the freedoms that we have. Many people that are in power in many countries, we see that in Brazil happening, and there's many other countries that are going through this where the people in power want the freedom that they have, want the freedom that we enjoy. And when we look at it that way, it's like there's always something that is happening like at this time. They're always wanting to be in that place where our planet has given us this freedom. We were born with it, most of us anyway. And what it is like to be like that way at this time. When we look at what we have with the military, when we say that there is that peace, what does it really mean? Because never on any planet or any time in history when there was an eclipse, there was this many people on our planet. It's never been that way. Spirit knew, the energies knew that at this time, the various powers were going to be at play. And all of us that are on this planet now wanted a front row seat as to what is going to happen to us, for us. Because here's the thing. In every time push came to shove, we always won, and we wanted to be part of it. No matter how dim you think it is in some countries, isn't it great to realize that if we just stay in the light, that's why today's color is white, because we're choosing white over anything, because that is where all of the wisdom is. That's where all the energy is. That's where we are all came from. We came from light. We came from love. And when we do that, we wanted that front row seat to be here. So we wanted to feel that we have the freedom. So ask yourself this. Do you feel right now, I don't have to put it on the chat or anything, but do you really feel that you can do anything? You could choose anything, go anywhere, and experience anything you want simply by choosing to do so. Just think of that for a moment. Can you do anything you want just by choosing you want to do it? Now just start looking at the various limits that are coming into your head after hearing that question. Some will say, well, I don't have the money to go everywhere I can go. Some will say, I don't have the time to go everywhere I want to go at any time. Some will say, I just don't know that many people. And whatever other systems that are in your system that is telling you that. Because when you came in, none of those limitations were part of you. All those limitations were given to you in the course of the time you've had up until this point. So this eclipse itself represents in your energy that you've had enough. That's really what it means. I mean, we could go and talk about all of the metaphysical parts of it, but when you boil it all down, we're tired. We've gone through many, many centuries of this, from one life to another, and we just want to say, okay, enough is enough. I want to choose what I want to choose when I want to choose it. The next time somebody asks you, what do you think the future will bring? What kind of a future do you think you will have or your kids will have? I want you to think of something. Something like, I don't have anything that will be luck. I choose prosperity, joy, togetherness, family. That is my future. Because we have always been great manifestors. All of us, every single person, manifest exactly what they want. It's just that sometimes we don't always like what we have, and when we start doing that complaining or throwing sort of erasers at it, it doesn't go away, does it? But when you have the choice, or when you know you have the choice to be whatever you want, and just have to hold that dream long enough for it to happen. And I know we've heard this so many times, and I'm not going to say it again and bore you with that. But all that it boils down to this, the eclipse and the earth has had enough. The people in power, the energies on this planet right now feel everything that we do. If you are into earthing in any way, there's a lot of videos right now on earthing, products that you can buy to put on your bed, to put next to your computers, have your bare feet on a platform where you plug it into the ground part of the wall and you're always grounded. And when people go outside and they're in their bare feet and they get connected to the earth knows that you're doing all those things. The earth knows that you're trying to do your best for you and your family, and that's great. But they also feel the other stuff too. They also feel that many, whatever population that there is, that are wanting to undermine all of that and to restrict our own freedom in various countries and various societies. And the earth has had enough. It's been going through this for several thousands of years, and it's been sort of putting up with it. But it's getting to the point now where the earth is just shaking it off like a dog that's wet. You know, you see how a dog just shakes off all that water, and it does it in such a way that it spirals from the head, and it just spirals all the way down right to the tail. In other words, it goes right up the spine. And if you look at the eclipse and how it went, it looked just like a spine as it was traveling through North America to Labrador, and in that state. It just looks just like a spine, almost like something is coming and it's just going right up. And the earth is shaking off some of this. And what does this mean? Well, this means we're going to have more natural disasters. We're going to have more conflicts humanly. This is going to be a record number in the next year to 2 years. Will be record number of divorces, record numbers of partnerships that will fail, record numbers of just people that are not willing to settle anymore. The domestic disputes will be at a forefront. Recently, I heard of a situation where a lady was in an abusive relationship for quite a few years, And she just thought it was something that she was doing that made him mad. And so she started catering to the anger. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, I'm going to make sure I don't do that. And it's almost like walking on eggshells. If you've ever been involved in a domestic dispute, or if you know that other neighbors have and how they feel, it's like nothing else that is making you feel helpless. You're always on guard, sort of thing. And finally, she said that I chose to leave that relationship because I realized there was no more love in it. He's not doing it for love. He's doing it for control. And I'm not in it for that. And when I heard that, that's what millions of women and men are abused to, need to hear, that we are not here as a punching ball. We might be white light, but we are not here to cater to one person because they want control over us. And so she chose her. She left that relationship. And in her description, she said, I didn't want to start a new chapter because it would be a further story to the same book. I wanted to put the end on that book and start a new book. And I says, that is so indicative of this eclipse, because that's exactly what it wants you to do. It wants you to do a control alt delete, and whatever direction you're going in, that you realize that it's not the direction you want to go in. Maybe you want to go back to university. Maybe you want more training. Maybe you want to do other things. You want a cooking class or whatever it is that turns you on that you've been putting off. Just say, okay, that's it. I'm going to do these things. Because when it comes down to one of the last days or hours I'll be on this planet, I'm going to look back on all those things and regret some of the things I did not do. But you're lucky in the sense that if you're getting this inkling now, this message now, and you take it to heart that you're starting a new book, this means it's going to be a waste of time, isn't it? I mean, what happens when you're going down a country road on a map and then you realize that you're 30 minutes in the wrong direction? You could just say, oh, well, Martha, or whoever it is, whoever's navigating, you say, you know what, we'll just keep going here and see where it takes us. Some people will end up choosing that. They are going to be having the worst time of their life, because it isn't about ignoring your situation. It is about saying, okay, we have to stop, make a turn. And I want you to also consider, this is a country road. And it's pretty narrow, and you're taking a trailer. If you've ever tried to back up a trailer or turn a trailer around on a country road, it's not the easiest thing. So you have to sort of pick your widest space so you could do one big turn and come back. Then all that time, the 30 minutes to come back to the same point you were, and then go on your trip. And hopefully then you'll unhook the trailer because you don't need the extra weight somewhere down the road. And that's really what Spirit wants you to do, is just to let go of the weight. Just forgive, or whatever it is for you that lets go of that heaviness. Because in time, you're going to feel that heaviness on your chest. People like myself will feel it, and they'll ask you to come in. So see if we could somehow curb it or whatever. But in any direction, you are manifesting something in your health that will not be optimal if you're holding lots of weight. Your body's not geared and not designed to hold weight. Not even a feather. If I ask you to hold a feather in your hand, and I would ask you, what do you think? Okay, it's not that heavy. Okay, I'll see you in 7 months. See how heavy that feather will be in there. It might not even take that long. I'm sure within 3 days you'll be screaming, wanting to put that feather down. The point is, don't hold anything. Don't hold anything. I just want you to hold the joy that is deserved to you and the incredible experiences that you're going to have. And that's what the eclipse is really showing, is that our energies are done. We are done with people that are taking advantage of us. We're done with people that are just, they could be freeloading. We could be very kind to them, but they keep taking advantage of us. And it's over. One of the things about spring, we're just coming up to spring right now, and you know, the birds are singing. I heard that this morning, and I can see the bulbs are opening up a little bit. The seeds are open. The perennials are coming up. Animals are coming out of hibernation. I see the trees in my backyard starting to grow the leaves and starting that process of photosynthesis. And one of the things that are really great about that is that it's all about a new beginning, isn't it? It's all about bringing up something, opening something. But in the human field, it's the exact opposite. In this field, at this time in our evolution, we're closing something. We have the opportunity. Well, let's just say we have the opportunity to close things. Spirit is always suggesting to close it, but of course you always have free will. Bringing that word back, because you always have that freedom, no matter what, to hold on to something. But it's an opportunity to close something for good, in the sense that before you could ignore it and it wouldn't really bother that many things. But it will in this one. This is going to create such a turmoil for you if you have a hard time letting something go and wanting to be able to move forward, that you're going to have a really difficult time. It's the ending of something, the closing of a book, the ending of a relationship, the ending of a certain part of your business that just is not working. So then it's going to come up with different aspects of your business or of whatever you're going to be doing. It's going to have a new opportunity. And I know things have been said before, but when it comes right down to it, if a person is pregnant, they can't get pregnant again. In other words, you have to have that sense of void. There has to be nothingness. It has to go down to absolutely nothing before something can create. And it's that phoenix sort of idea where the ashes of the phoenix brings about that new wonderment. And then something new can grow out of that. And if you're really insecure and you're hesitant about going through that, look at the alternative by not doing it. One example that I know a good friend of mine told me was, if you think that taking care of your body and being healthy is expensive, wait till you get the bill when you're unhealthy. In other words, you're being proactive. You're using that same model on your life that I know this is not going to be easy. I know I'm going to have to do a lot of stretches. I know at some point I'm still going to be crying myself to sleep at night. But you know, when it comes down to it, I'm doing this for a purpose, for a reason, because I'm choosing me for a change. And it's been a long, long time coming. And so you're choosing yourself. And when you choose that, it's miraculous things are happening at that point. Spirit wants you to be in a state that you are manifesting anything you want. You're letting go of old patterns. The old days of I'm not enough, not deserving something, where did that come from? Usually it's something taught or told to us by either a coach, perhaps even our parents, our loved ones told us that in an early age, where we thought, you know, we were just trying to fit in and we had a hard time fitting in. Well, you were starting to realize we never were supposed to fit in. We were just supposed to make an impact on them, because here you are at this point in your life and they didn't break you. Because of the people that are not working on themselves, they feel sorry for themselves. They're not doing these kinds of classes. They're not attending spirit classes. They're not meditating. They're not doing a lot of things. It's not just this class, but they're not doing a lot of things that would nurture their spirit in some way. And that's the idea. There are a lot of people with still, they have dreams, they have goals, but a lot of them is in the back of their mind, as they say. Yeah, it's in the back of my mind. I have all these dreams. And yet the masses, people that are coaches, will see that the majority of those people that don't write things down, that just have it in the top of their head. Yeah, I know what I want. I want a house, and I want a list of all the things that they'd like to manifest. And most of those, they don't manifest anything, just manifest exactly where they are. So they're living their life by default. And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. I'm saying that if you don't make any intention, your life will just sit wherever it sits. We call that a default. You know, when you get a computer, there's a lot of default settings, like the settings of your fonts and your sizes of your fonts on your email. That's all in a default mode. So it's for you to say, like I did that the other day, I noticed that a lot of the emails I'm sending out, it's got little bitty, very small font. I says, I can't even read this. So I went into the settings in default and overwrote it and made the writing a little bigger so I could see it. And the people I'm sending my emails to, they can also, don't have to squint to see these little number 9 font. I don't know who put that in there. But in either case, I changed it. Because I wanted something to go out that's a little more, a little larger in life sort of thing. So this era of the aftermath of our eclipse, we're looking upon life in a different way and using the remaining time that we have on this earth to be in this time of adjustment, the time of adaptation. You're going to have to adapt to a new way of life. Because for some people, they've been giving to everybody except themselves for 50 years plus. So this is going to be new to you to start thinking of yourself. When somebody says you should go to the spa, you should get your nails done, do a mani-pedi, do something good. It's too expensive, or I don't do those things. That's true. So your evolution is going to be, you know, do you deserve that? Do you deserve to be pretty? Do you deserve to be strong? Do you deserve to be in good health? Do you deserve? And we could talk about that like for an hour, about all the things that are in your life that you could deserve to be at. I saw this one teenager coming out of a mall, and he had these little scooter. It's one of those scooters that are battery operated. And he had it custom made, and I had to stop for a second. I says, oh, this is a pretty cool little scooter. He says, yeah, it does about 90 kilometers, which is in the States is about, 50 or 60 miles an hour. I says, 90K standing up? You got to be kidding me. He says, well, I don't do that, but it can do that. It's that powerful. I put some things on it, and I talked to him about it, and I started envisioning what it would be like for me to be on something like that. And the first thing I got was, okay, well, first of all, I could probably do it, but I'm going to have to streamline my body. I have to get in shape. I have to do a few things so that I can actually physically ride this. And the moment I started adapting to it, my body started changing. I started getting, I started just eating less. I started doing a lot of things just automatically that I never thought that my body would do. It's not craving the foods that I used to, because it knows if you want to do this, hey, we got to get in shape or in better shape. I'm still pretty fit. I can still lift a piano, in my way. But, in terms of getting in shape and fit is another thing. So when we start doing that, we have to adapt. So you got to give yourself a little bit of slack in this adaptation level, in this curve that you're going to be going through, because it's going to be pretty intense, because you're taking 30, 40, or 50 years of habit, right? And you're changing your life. So yeah, you got to give your body a little bit of time to adapt, because it's been whatever it's been doing for the last 40, 50 years. And we have to think, is that the way that I want to look? And it's not about what other people think, because I really don't care. But it's, what do I think? I think, you know what? I could probably do this. So I'm doing it for me, for a change. When you say that to yourself, your body just flourishes. The weight will come down so fast. The eating habits will self-adjust itself. All you have to do is have the vision that I have to adapt. And it's okay to adapt. You know, we as humans are excellent at adapting, but we suck at change. We are lousy to change our toothpaste. We are lousy to put on oranges more than black. We are lousy at changing, going to the gym. Those are minor changes of what we think, but they're still big enough changes that we don't do that very well. But in adapting, as a race, we are phenomenal. I could put you in somewhere in the jungle, someplace safe, and you'd find a way to survive, because that's not change. That's adapting. And we adapt very, very well. Within 2 weeks, you already know where the water is. You know where the food and the berries are. You know where, you know, you make yourself a shelter, and you will survive if your determination is strong enough. You'll do it because you've got 10,000 years plus, however humans have been around, of this evolution that we get to adapt. But we don't like change. There's a big difference. Change is something small. Adapting is massive. 97% of your life is adapting. Then you will do well. So it isn't about ignoring the elephant in the room. You know when they say that? You know, there's the elephant in the room, you just want to ignore it. It isn't about ignoring the elephant in the room. It's about moving. Leaving the elephant behind and moving into a new place. And that's what it's really all about, because the weight's too much anyway. You know, in commemoration for this eclipse, I kept getting that I needed to do a brand new, unique meditation. And so I got this on the Tuesday and really didn't get a whole lot of info until last night. And about 5 o'clock it is, and it usually takes about a day to do it properly. And as soon as the spirit said, okay, we're doing a meditation for the folks that are coming tomorrow. We got to give them something special. I says, oh, wow. Okay, I totally am on. But like sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 hours to create the soundtrack, the music. Because I'm going through 1,500 or a couple of thousand pieces of music to find out the right one for this. And I have an idea of what I want. And it says, okay, we'll help you. It says, okay. All right, okay, I'm in. If we're going to do this, let's do it. I'm not out to, you know, have my opinions in there. If you want this, that's fine. I'm totally right for it. If you want to give something special to people, that's because that's really who I am. So I went onto the site and I selected the first soundtrack. And I says, oh, wow, I love this. So I saved it. Then I went on to another soundtrack. Oh, my God, I love this one too. It is exactly what I want. And then the third one, my God, 1, 2, 3. And I was done in 14 minutes. I said, okay, this is totally unheard of. They told me which soundtrack that I needed to do. And I loved it. I said, oh, okay, this is brilliant. So I did the soundtrack and I knew it had to be 999 seconds because all nines represent completion. It all, when you add them all up, it's 27. When you add the 2 and the 7, that's still 9. It's all about completion. And I says, okay. So I had to make the soundtrack exactly 999 seconds, which is 16 minutes and 39 seconds, by the way, if you're wondering. So that was done. I said, oh, this is great. Oh, this is going to be so quick. So, okay, and now I need what tuning forks we're going to add to this. And I know I need the sun tuner. And the sun vibration and the moon vibration, that's obvious. And the earth vibration, because those are the three that are aligning. That's an easy thing. And then the rest were channeled. And then I had about 12 layers of the various frequencies that we were going to use. And we had it all labeled out and all spaced out perfectly. I says, oh, this is great. And it's only like 9:30. I says, okay, we're going to finish this in time. And then I asked, are we done? They said, no, there's still one more. Oh, okay. And now by this point, I'm getting pretty tired because I've been up since 6 a.m. That morning and went through a number of things. Anyway, not complaining, but I said, okay, let's do this. So they said, I kept asking, okay, what are we missing? Are we missing any tuning fork frequencies? They said, no. What about chance? Is it like, am I going to embed the whole Ho'oponopono thing? Nope. The Omanapadmi Om. He says, no, I went into a few Indian type, you know, the there's Gete ones. I says, no, none of the chants are there. Oh, no chants. Okay, well, what about water? Is it water or wind sounds? Because I have a whole file on all kinds of special effects and sounds of nature. wolves, and I've got dolphins and whales and everything. And they said, nope, no, none of that. I go, okay. He says, we need you to embed, or we need you to have sound of space. Sounds of space, okay. Because in between, they said, between the sun and the moon, where the moon is, it's all space. And as you know, the universe is not silent. It's full of frequencies, full of sounds. We need you to have that sound in there. Okay. Anyway, I checked all of my files, and I didn't have anything close to that. So I went on site, and I looked for about an hour to try and find the different frequencies of the... And I did find a few. And there was one that was about almost 14 or 15 minutes long. And I said, how about this one? And they said, no. And then I went through more and more. Then I found another six, and they said no to all of them. And I said, okay, I'm confused here. How are we going to put this in? Because here it is. It's almost 11 o'clock, and I'm exhausted by this point. My human body can't go much further, Spirit. I know you're unlimited, but down here it's a little different. We got human things going on. So if you want to do this, do we really need this? They said, nope. Not necessary. And that puzzled me even more. And I said, oh, what do you mean not necessary? They said, we already have it. It's already been taken care of. So then I said, okay, wait a second, Spirit, how can something, because because Spirit never changes their mind, by the way, and I know this, I know the way they work. They said, why would you say we needed sounds of space? And then because I can't find it, we don't need it now. That's not the same pattern as how you normally work. He said, that's true. But we don't need it anymore. He says, how is that? Because we already have it. And that puzzled me even further. And I said, what does that mean? I started thinking for a second. And then it dawned on me. Spirit, am I the sound of space? And they said, yes, you are. The fact that you created this with us, your energy will be embedded, and you are the sound of space. And with that, that was massive. I've never been surprised so much as that moment. So in this incredible meditation you're about to hear, you're the first person in the planet that's going to hear it. I launched it last night, but not many people had listened to it. But you were the first to listen to it head on. And what I want you to do is, while this is playing, I want you to mumble or whisper or say to yourself, I am the sound of space. And when you go into this meditation, I want you to totally surrender everything in this meditation. Is all about support, is all about getting you through and adapting to your new life, should you choose to go in that direction, or be more happy in the direction you're already in. Maybe you're already in that now, you just need to be more enhanced. Either way, it's going to be making you happier. Just totally sink into this as if it's a beanbag chair. You know, those of you that know beanbag chairs, that you just sort of sit in it and you sort of sink into this chair, sink into this music. It's a marvel that Spirit and I have put this together, and I'm just so incredibly grateful for being a part of it. All Spirit wants you to do is, this is for you. It celebrates you. Okay, so I want you to take a nice deep breath of white light. Breathe in the color of white light. And breathe out white, and just immerse yourself into the music and the soundtrack. Okay, we'll see you in about 16 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out to his Facebook group at Janice Shields Natural Healing Center or group tuning classes with Tony on his online virtual weekly classes. The YouTube channel is Suzanne and Tony 17. That's Suzanne and Tony, all one word and the number 17. And the website is lovehigherself.com. Until next time, namaste.
Hey there. If you like this show, I want you to text someone right now that you think needs to hear this episode. If they are going through a tough time and they need some inspiration, let them know by sending them a link to this podcast. Let me know how it goes to see if it helped them. All the best.